You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Sharone Peck with Lynx Biosciences, who's going to talk a little bit about what her company does and some of the exciting things they're pursuing at the moment. Sharone, thank you for coming on.
Alex, thank you for the introduction. I'm glad to be here. So just to give a short overview about what Lynx Biosciences does, we actually do go by Lynx Bio for short. So what we do is we develop what are called functional companion diagnostics, and we use these to determine the efficacy of different chemotherapies for individual blood cancer patients. So what we do is, very shortly put, what our technology does, it's called MicroCube. What it does is it takes a standard of care biopsy from a person. We use that to create a little model of their own cancer outside of their body using our own in-house device. And we use that to test different drugs to see, actually directly measure if these drugs kill the patient's own cancer cells or not. So it's a rather direct measurement of what we're actually trying to achieve in the patients, which is cancer cell kill.
Absolutely. And what kind of outcomes do you see for people using this kind of testing?
So we're still in clinical trials. So what we, for our far vision, what we are hoping to achieve with our technology is be able to take that standard of care biopsy from a person and test multiple drugs before this patient goes on therapy to figure out which one would be right for them. So avoiding potentially ineffective therapies and all of the costs and side effects associated with those. So that would be our long-term vision. Right now, we've finished our prototype. We've completed our retrospective clinical trial, which actually showed that our device was able to identify all patients that were enrolled into this clinical trial as either clinically responsive or non-responsive to a very commonly used blood cancer drug. So it was a small study, but it was a really, really exciting one, and it came out with extremely striking results. So we're in the middle of our current prospective clinical trial to prove that it's more than a correlation, that it's actually predicting, and so that one is currently ongoing at the moment.
That's excellent. So if I may ask, where are you at with fundraising right now?
So we just started our seed funding round. We are seeking a total of $1 million, and just started, frankly speaking. And we're hoping to close that out either by the end of this quarter or the beginning of next quarter.
Okay, and what would you be using these funds for your business?
They'll be utilized to accomplish a set of key milestones that we need to make sure that we can hit before our next pivotal clinical trial, which would be the one to get us to FDA approval, as well as start this next pivotal clinical trial that we're aiming to begin by 2018. So the other set of milestones are to make sure that we can ship our patient samples from clinical sites across the country to us. The other is to automate the entire platform. And then lastly, really just to bring on additional technical and business and regulatory expertise to the team.
All right. Excellent. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
I'd like to know, what's it like to get a biotech company up and running here in Madison?
It's been interesting, but I'm sure it's interesting everywhere else. So biotech companies are an interesting type of company to try to, bootstrap, simply because they do require generally a little bit more capital to start up. We require a little more sophisticated equipment. We need designated space. For us, we need a designated biosafety level 2 space and a lot of pretty expensive equipment. So in terms of rent and the location and being able to spin out of the university and have all of that talent pool around us, that has been extremely beneficial in terms of being in that kind of environment. So that has been great for us. We were also fortunate enough to get some grants. One of the larger ones was from the National Cancer Institute. So we got an SBIR grant from them. That really helped us to get moving. And you know, frankly speaking, it was a little bit cheaper to start up here, and that did help us out quite a bit. And there are other organizations and groups that try to help you out here. We were fortunate enough to win the governor's business plan, our category in the governor's business plan this past year, which then allowed us to get free laboratory space, which was a big deal because laboratory space is not cheap. So there are all of these organizations and entities around that really do try to help you out as a starting life science company.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your story today. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.